That's what it's about. It's about finishing. It's about playing physical for the whole entire game, especially against the Steelers. It's a physical game, you know, and that's what we want to play.
James Ahidobo after a huge game in Pittsburgh as we welcome in Dean Pease for game plan defense. And I know they don't name tags, Coach. You know who they all are or whatever, but my goodness, the mixing and matching you're going through to get that kind of effort, that's just spectacular.
Well, I'm real proud of the guys. You know, they played extremely hard, which is – it's not hard to get them to play hard against Pittsburgh. That's kind of a natural. But, you know, they did a great job of studying during the week, and we had a lot of little roles for a lot of different guys and a lot of different packages, and the guys took it to heart, and they did a nice job with it.
You really didn't know what you had until end of pregame warm-ups, whether Cody was going to go, how these guys were going to play. That affects your packaging. Every guy's, there's a backup to each package. What does it leave you with upstairs?
Well, you're right. You've got within each package, you've got a certain amount of calls, and so there's always backups to everybody. But you may say, okay, well, this is probably not as good a call because this guy can't really do this as effectively as maybe the other guy can. So you just kind of highlight what you think are the best calls out of each package. You go in with a big part of the package, and then you kind of narrow it down as you know who you have.
It is incredible to see the yardage differential between, say, the Ravens and the Steelers, and then realize the Ravens have given up fewer touchdowns, and the point differential is almost identical. It's kind of a misnomer in your league that they rank defenses on yardage. You have to be thrilled with what you're doing, particularly red zone working out. Fewer touchdowns despite the yardage differential.
Well, you know, to me, you can make stats anything you want to make stats. I've seen teams that have lost every game of the season, but they find some stat that's a great stat. It's like making a highlight film. You can make a highlight film out of a bad football team, and you know, but it's a highlight film. Well, stats to us, like in the yardage in rushing, I don't know, we're ranked 20-something in rushing, but we're 10th or 11th in yards per carry. We're actually ahead of Chicago, ahead of Houston, ahead of Pittsburgh. No one would ever think that. And they'd always say, well, you're giving up 132 yards a game. Well, yeah, but that's on a lot of carries. So the yard, you know, every time they touch the ball, that's what you really kind of want to know. And really, in almost all of our statistics, we're in the top 20. And in scoring, we're in the top 10. And in red zone, we're number one. So to me, that's the only stat I care about.
It's 8-2. Well, one of the big things, of course, was to see how we're going to react without Nalar Darius and without Jimmy and Corey Graham, who's a special team sensation. Hadn't seen him a ton of corner. How'd you like the way he worked? He had a tremendous game. And a lot of the talk on the bench was, if you give those guys free releases, you're going to be in a lot of trouble on the outside. So jam them, work them, make them get off their marks. How'd they play with that?
Well, I thought they played well. You know, we started the game out, obviously, the very first series was awful. You know, we get a pass interference. They run a reverse. They didn't gain a lot on it, but they gained enough on it, and then we missed a tackle on left, which is scrambled for a touchdown. Aside from that, you know, the guys played real well. They challenged the receivers. They got up in their face. The biggest thing I think that really helped, though, is when we got pressure on Leftwich. You know, we stopped the running game because we were positive they were going to try to get that going. So once you did that and you kind of made Leftwich have to throw, then we needed to pressure him, and that kind of helps you on the coverage. Rather than sit back there and playing vanilla coverage and making these guys cover him all day, they are talented receivers. We thought we'll try to affect the quarterback more than we affect the receivers.
And you wanted to keep him in the pocket, which you did such a really great job of. On the bench and hearing they're doubling Sizzle. They're doubling, maybe even tripling Kruger because he's giving you the best game of ever. And the other guys are saying, now we need the pressure to come from Haloti, from Ahidobo, from wherever we're going to get it. If they're going to give that much attention to Sizz and to Kruger on the edges, you got to get that push from the inside, right?
Right. And that's why within a package you have a lot of different looks. And so, you know, if they're blocking this look and they're sliding the protection and picking that up, or they know that 55's out here on the edge and we're always going to turn the pressure towards that side, then we got to have the ability to either come up the middle or come from the other side. I mean, that's just kind of a given, and luckily we found a few of those.
On Ahidobo, you blitzed him a couple of times early on, and he came over and Suggs is like, you got to get there. He's like, I haven't really blitzed very much. You know, give me a couple of tips. He's giving him like armbar moves and spin moves, and then it shows up a bit later on. We're going to pop up the tape on that one because you just line up with 7 on the line of scrimmage. Looks like you're heavy protection on the left-hand side, and then you run a great game on this side of the field, and you get the sack. Take us through.
Right. Well, what it is, it's really a balance front. You know, if you really look from the center over, you got a guy on the nose, which I think is Courtney Upshaw, and Now you got three guys on the outside on both sides, so you don't really know which side we're coming from. So you're hoping that they slide it the wrong way and leave one guy free, and they did.
And that is a clean, classic hit by James Ahedebu. Very, very nice to see. All right, we'll go to San Diego. 75 degrees, sunny skies, big arm, big receivers. Always seems to be like that, and they're always a desperate team when we go out and play against them. That's a talented group of skill position guys.
Yeah, it really is. Forget the record. We say that every week, no matter who we're playing, and it's really true of this team. This team is very, very explosive. They got weapons everywhere. They got a good running game. You know, they still got Gates there at tight end. Really big receivers like they always have, 6'4", 6'5". Rivers can throw the ball as well as anybody in this league, especially when he gets hot. He's incredible. So, you know, we got to go play good fundamental football, not give up big plays. Don't let them run the ball on us. And you know, we got to play our game. Last year when we played them, they got some big plays on us early, and then they got to a point where then they could run it and throw it, and we didn't play very well.
Rivers with that big arm, stationary, mobile, do you like to keep him contained, or is he a guy that can hurt you with his legs?
He can, but he doesn't really want to run. He really doesn't want to get out of the pocket. He's kind of got kind of that, you know, a little bit of a sidearm delivery. He's a very, very competitive guy. He likes being in the pocket. Now, the thing about him is he can throw off balance. He can throw off his back foot, and he can sling it pretty good. So he's got great arm strength. So just because you got the pocket pressed and he can't step up like some guys want to doesn't mean he still can't get it down the field. He can. But he's really doesn't want to scramble, no.
Well, Coach, an amazing communication performance among your group at Pittsburgh. Now just take it across the country on a nice short week for you, huh?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Dean Pease, Game Plan Defense, thanks for taking your time, and we'll come back. Cam Cameron's got Game Plan Offense coming up next.